Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Neither Katie nor Colm, Barry Lenehan here with you this evening. Now, I'm joined in studio by Dermot Good, health insurance expert with healthinsuranceireland.ie. Thanks very much for coming in to us, Dermot. It's that time of the year where many of us are looking at our options and finalising our health insurance plans if we have it, and we want to make sure to get the best deals possible, don't we? So just how many people are renewing their insurance around this time of the year?
Yeah, unfortunately, half a million people, 500,000 people have their renewals falling in January. So probably the worst time of the year. And even for people who are renewing on the 1st of January, they may think that they're out of time. They still have loads of time. They actually have a 14-day cooling off period. So they have up to mid-January. But probably around half the market will renew between now and the end of February. So this is the peak renewal period. And of course, no surprise, this is the time when the insurance companies start increasing their rates because they want to catch as many people in that renewal net. So really, it doesn't matter who you're insured with now. You have to brace yourself for pretty significant price increases right across the market. And some of those increases on the older plans, like Barry, some of them are up as high as 27%. So people will need to start shopping around. And hopefully when they have a bit of time over the Christmas, maybe, you know, they might be able to save some money on the insurance.
But many of the premiums went up in October, didn't they? So is there any possibility they might come down in the new year?
No, I'm afraid, right? Wishful thinking, right? Now, there's always a couple of little deals buried amongst the 345 plans that they have. But look, we just see Irish Life have just increased their rates, or will be on the 1st of January, by about 5% average. We see the new provider Level Health, who in fairness did not go up in October, they are now introducing a small increase of about 3.5% average on the 2nd of February. And look, not that I want to be the bearer of bad news here, but when I look back at the last 3 years, VHI have gone up on the 1st of March each year and Leia have followed on the 1st of April. Now, whilst there's no indicators yet that will be repeated, but look, we have to expect that there will be more movements in rates. So people just need to try and get the best deal that they can at the renewal. The worst thing that they can do is do nothing. And that's what we call auto-renewing, where you just let your cover roll over. And a lot of people, particularly people who are afraid to make changes, yeah, they're going to do that. And the big mistake is they think they'll be renewing on the exact same benefits, but lots of benefits are being reduced. So you could end up paying 27% more for less cover if you're not careful. So they really need to check their cover. Even if they plan on just rolling it over, you need to make one phone call to the insurance company and get them to confirm that nothing has changed on your benefits, just to be on the safe side.
The devil is really in the detail, isn't it, Dermot? A few questions in here. Joan has got in touch saying, a VHI Advanced Care Complete plan is due for renewal. I'm 68 years and live in a rural area. Can I get a similar plan that is better value for money, as I am a pensioner?
So what I would say now, there isn't a plan called Advanced Care Complete, but the VHI have a number of plans starting with the words Advanced Care. There is an exact plan called Advanced Care and it's €2,650. What I would say to Joan or anybody on the Advanced Care schemes, if you want to keep full cover for hip, knee and shoulder replacements and the removal of cataracts, that is the plan to be on with VHI. There is a cheaper plan with Leia called Prosper Advanced, which is slightly cheaper. But what I would say to anybody like Joan, if they're not worried about full hip, full knee and full shoulder replacements, they're actually overinsured and they should check out lower cost plans like VHI have a really good scheme called PMI 4810. That's PMI 4810, €2,130. So that could save Joan €500 and still have cover for the same hospital. So a lot of people, Barry, think they have to keep the exact same cover. Yeah. And you need to start looking at, can I put a small excess on my policy? Do I need full cover for a private room? Do I need to be covered for the hip and knees and so on? And if you don't, then you need to review your cover because you are definitely overspending.
Another one in here from Anna. What is the best option for a 25-year-old first policy on his own?
Now, once again, this really depends. What I would say to anybody thinking about joining now, the most important thing you need to consider is how much do you want to spend? So, for example, the best mid-level plans right now, and a mid-level plan are plans that will cover all public and all private hospitals with no bells or whistles added on. I would suggest two plans straight away. Leia Healthcare have a plan called Access Health. It's normally, it's just over €1,000, €1,050. However, as a 25-year-old, you'll get a 10% discount. And the new provider, Level Health, they have a Plan B 300, and that's $1,027 once again. And once you're under 26, you'll get a young adult discount. I would suggest they start with those two plans.
Is the Leia Simply Connect policy a suitable one for my 93-year-old mother, or is there a better plan out there? That's a question in now.
It's a very good question. So look, there's Simply Connect, Simply Connect Plus. Simply Connect is €2,483. For somebody who wants full cover, once again, for the hips, knees and shoulders, that is the plan to be on. But once again, when I hear somebody at that age, the likelihood is they're not going to have those procedures. And if that's the case, they're overinsured. I would suggest right now they check out a plan with Leia called Prosper Care, €1,840. It's a better plan overall, if they're not worried about the hips, knees and shoulder replacements, and if they like that, it'll save them over €600.
Una has got in touch to ask, Irish Life Health Benefit Plus, two adults, no issues, aged 63 and 61, should we change?
Okay, so what I'd say is there is no plan called Benefit Plus. There is a Benefit and a Benefit Extra. Benefit is 1,450. Benefit Extra is 1,636. I think they can get better value for a similar spend. I would suggest they contact Irish Life and check out a plan called, it's a new plan they brought out, Health Action 2, 1,580, or even Health Action 3, 1,650.
Connor in Athlone has got in touch. We are currently with Leia and would prefer to stay with them. We have two adults Control Connect 300 and three young adults on Transform Plus. The price for this has gone up and up. Is there anything better out there, perhaps for the three young adults?
Okay, now this is not straightforward. So just very quickly, the Control 300 Create, there is a better plan with Leia, in my view, called Prosper Advance. For a similar spend, they get far better overall cover. I don't know the age of the young adults. All I would suggest is, the first thing is they phone Leia and simply ask them, do you have a better value scheme for the young adults? Because there's different rates for different ages, from 18 right through to 25. I have to say, VHI tends to have really good deals for young adults. Like their company plan plus level 1.3 is a really good scheme for young adults aged under 25. That person either needs a full review or get on to Leia straight away and let them do the heavy lifting. Let them check through all their plans to see if there's a better deal.
Annette is asking, is there an equivalent but cheaper alternative to VHI Premium Care Plan?
Okay, so the Premium Care is VHI's top scheme. It's €5,331. They've launched a new plan called Premium Care Select. Very similar, €4,940. But they have a little gem of a plan called PMI 6410, which is €3,756. If that person doesn't mind taking on a shortfall on hips and knees and things like that, they can still stay with VHI and maybe save €1,600. So there are other options worth considering. In fact, they should only be on that plan if they want to be covered for a private room in Blackrock Clinic and the Mater Private for everything. If that's not a requirement, they're on the wrong plan.
James in Sligo asks, could you please explain the rationale on the 2-year waiting period when a customer changes a health plan cover upwards or downwards at renewal date?
Okay, it's a really good question, and this is never explained properly in my view by the insurance companies. If you switch to another plan, even with the same insurance company, if it gives you better cover, if you're perfectly healthy when you do that, there is no 2-year upgrade rule. You are on cover straight away. But if Dermagood already has an existing condition and I upgrade my cover, the extra cover that I'm getting, they won't give me that for the existing condition for 2 years, but they will still give me exactly the lower benefit I had on my previous plan. So I'm no worse off. It's just, Barry, to stop people who deliberately stay on the low plans and try and jump onto the higher plans as soon as they get sick.
Anthony asks, we are on the Leia Power policy, which has gone up by over €1,000. Is there a similar policy we should check out that would cost us less and give us most of the same cover? We are both in our 70s.
There is. So their plan right now today, €2,895. They need to phone up Leia and ask for a plan. The plan I mentioned earlier, Prosper Advanced, €2,564. They're going to save €300 each. They will have far better overall cover and they will stay with the same insurance company. So there's €600 of savings there. One phone call to Leia and ask for Prosper Advanced. And when they're on to Leia, just get them to explain exactly how both plans compare. But the new plan is a better overall deal.
And one final one here from Anne. Leia Connect 100 gone up and up, aged 64, she says she is. Any alternative?
So if they're on the Connect Care 100 scheme, once again, that plan is €2,765. I would suggest again, and I know I'm sending a lot of people to this plan, Prosper Advanced with Leia. It is one of their best private room corporate plans, 2564. They will save money. They'll have better overall cover with the same insurance company. That's the plan they need to ask for.
And in a general sense, Dermot, what is is your best piece of advice for everyone at the moment?
Yeah, the best thing I'd say to everybody right now is you need to make one phone call. Do not let your cover roll over. One phone call to your existing insurance company and challenge them to basically find you a similar plan with similar benefits, but that's cheaper. And don't be afraid to tell them what your budget is. And anybody who's fearful of doing this, whilst the kids are home or your friends are home for Christmas, get them with you on the phone, because that one phone call could literally save you thousands, especially if you're on the same plan for 5 years or more.
So essentially, don't be a shrinking violet with the insurers.
No, they love those customers.
No bother. Well, Dermot, good. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. Back with the weather in a moment.